Shia la 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 la. The fire of his love in that blood that hath destroyed all your diseases and all working of Satan. That love in fire, oh, in the blood of Jesus, that hath destroyed all of your enemies, all of your diseases, now to saturate you, oh, and fill you with the life of his blood. Oh, oh, kaba haba haba shika. Jesus and the Father God revealed in that blood, oh, that hath destroyed all working of Satan, all diseases, hath destroyed all unrest. Oh, oh, oh. The love and fire in that blood of Jesus, oh, that hath destroyed all working of Satan. And did I not say unto you, saith the Lord, when thou didst start the journey of faith with me, if thou would follow me in obedience, that I would consume thee in my love and bring thee forth here before me, saith the Lord. And surely I have done this thing. I have moved thee to a place to where thou dost know my love and the love and fire that's through my blood. And yea, thou hast put faith in the love and the fire that's in my blood. And I have kindled in you a fire, yea, that hath destroyed all the workings of thine enemies, saith the Lord. Did I not say in the end, yea, when the end shall come upon the world, that I shall cover my people, yea, even consume them with my blood and fire, and yea, they shall be protected. But those that do not come unto my blood and fire, they shall go down, yea, and be counted with the wicked, saith the Lord. And unbelieving, yea, that hath been taught in religion, fear and unbelief by mine enemy Satan, shall not partake, saith the Lord. For surely I did say, the fearful and unbelieving shall not enter in. But yea, they that did put their trust in the Lord thy God and in his finished blood shall move into my life and my power. It hath been spoken, saith the Lord. If I behoshika, Jesus speaking through the spirit of prophecy written on the wind, he said, the love for my people hath consumed me with fire. And when I see my obedient-hearted people, oh, struggling with the works of Satan, said when the Father revealed it to me, how down at the end of the age, in the year that you and I live in now, how that the iniquity and Satan would come to his fullest, he said, I begin to see how that they would be helpless. And so I submitted myself, oh, unto my Father God, and I said, Father, show me the way, oh, to bring forth deliverance unto mine people that the end of the ages hath come upon. And my Father pointed me to the outer court, and he said, there, oh, you shall be consumed in judgment far, your people. And as you're consumed in judgment, surely I shall bring to pass in their life all the workings of my power through your blood that hath destroyed mine enemies, saith the Lord. Looking at you and I by the spirit of foreseeing prophecy, foresaw the iniquity coming to its fullest. Satan reigning in every life and in every nook and cranny of the world through religion. And there as he looked at you and I, upon whom the end of the age has come, he began to cry out in love. Oh, and as he cried out in love, the Lord God our Father began to reveal a way unto him of deliverance. And that is that he, through love, would submit as a substitute for you and be burned in judgment for you, and then they would turn his blood into a blood, a heavenly blood, in which every living thing hath died. And then he would saturate you with that in the end days, and every living thing hath died inside of you. The Father made a covenant or contract with Jesus. He said, I'll even deliver the suckling baby to where they can handle it, play on the hole of an asp, or they can handle a scorpion or any works of Satan, and that blood will set them free. Said, oh. Because I know they're going to have to live in this world, and they're going to have to be exposed to all the working of Satan in their schools and in their society, wherever they go. So I'll give you a promise. You can come to rest about your children if you move into that covenant of my heavenly blood, that I'll destroy every work of Satan that comes against them by your actions of faith, sprinkling them with that blood. I'll give you another promise. Oh, oh, said your children, that walketh through the love, fire of my love, they shall know me, and they shall be a heritage unto me in the new creation. Yea, when the old covenant hath faded away and doth burn up, yea, I shall bring forth a new people in earth that shall move in the fire of my love and my blood, saith the Lord. Ukaba, Shikaba, Harandia. You don't believe that. The love of God cannot be told in words. The only way the love of Jesus Christ can be revealed is to tell it through words and then let you feel it by some working of his body or his blood. Words cannot describe it. That's the reason why you were feeling that moving of that love and that fire of the blood. Oh. Now, Jesus speaking in the Gospels, he spoke a mystery. There's been a mystery for ages. He said, think not that I've come to give peace, but he said, I came to kindle a fire. And he said, not only did I come to do it, it hath already been kindled. Oh. Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me in the heavenly body of your resurrection. Oh. game just come alive right there. Clothe the bone. Clothe the bone in one with our Heavenly Father. Clothe all the way down to the feet. Oh, the garment. Head and eyes, white as wool, as white as snow. With the glory of my Father. Eyes like flames of fire. Feet like fine brass burned in the fire. Body shining like the sun. In the brightness of noonday. The beginning and the end. Oh, with a lake of fire in your bowels. By faith, Lord Jesus, I place all my whole nature and all working of Satan in that lake of fire in your bowels. And I declare that it hath been destroyed. And I feel that moving on. Since you're moving in the love of the heavenly blood, you are ready now for the next revealing. And oh, this is a wonderful thing. You're ready now for the next revealing. You're ready now to receive the covenant of fire. Oh, God has given unto his people through Jesus Christ a covenant of fire. That they, he might suffer in fire, and they suffer in love with him. Oh. And let me tell you the simple story of it, and then we'll move into teaching later, because we want to move into this thing tonight and let him be satisfied. Jesus Christ out in the outer court, suffering his last suffering the judgment fire, standing between the heavenly fire that was revealed for the end of the world, you and I, and standing between that heavenly fire that was coming out of heaven and between all the world, there he was burned to a crisp. He was burned to a cinder, fulfilling the word of prophecy spoken, my Lord, I am without form. There is no comeliness. There is nothing left of me but a consuming fire. And crying out in the outer court, a fire, like a fire kindled in his bowels, and burning and crying and suffering. And then when that suffering was ended to the fullest, the Father God, as it always has been, did in fulfilling the scripture, said, I draw thee unto myself. And he pulled him inside of him. Oh, and made him one with him. And then that fire, pit of fire in his bowels, began to burn in our Father. And they both began to suffer, moving in that fire. And they said, we have chosen that we will suffer this fire until the end of the age. We will suffer this fire until a people come forth that we can reveal this fire to. And we can let them become a partaker of that suffering, and let them know that in that fire, everything of the old nature, every working of Satan, there is a place for them to come and lay that in there by faith and declare it hath been destroyed, and my glory shall come back among them, says the Lord. Make no mistake, I have chosen this way, that fire every time that one of my people come and cast by faith one of their own ways into that fire, said it will cause my suffering to be a little less and a little less. And because of the suffering and the fire in my bowels, in the bowels of my Father, because it quenches my suffering, I will pour back upon them love and grace. But he said, make no mistake about it, this fire shall not be quenched. It shall not be quenched until every one of mine enemies is thrown into that pit of fire and destroyed. It shall not be quenched until the false prophet and Satan himself doth descend into that lake of fire and hath been destroyed. And you better listen to this. Don't you reject this, because you're going to go down under that same fire. You hear me? He said that fire is reserved for a place of love for my people, that they can come and help quench my sufferings by casting their own ways in that. And I'll let them know that they quench my suffering. And they become, my suffering become less and less. But I'll hold that pit of fire. And all the children of religion and all the false prophets that do not turn loose their own way, says they will go in that lake of fire and they shall be destroyed. With you. He said, when the beast and when the false prophet and all their children are destroyed in that lake of fire, said, then I will begin to breathe peace and everlasting contentment upon the earth and the new creation you're coming to be in. And peace cannot be in earth until my fire is quenched. It cannot be, but I shall quench it. For I shall raise up a people that shall face mine enemies square in the face, and they shall destroy them. Written right now in love is your fate. But written for the enemies of God, written on the wind, mine, mine, tikel, usaran. Yah has been weighed in the balances, and thou hast found one. O kabare shielalabaya. Lord Jesus, I accept them. You're right there before me. With a fire in your bowels. And in love and obedience, I come to you, and I say all my old nature, all working of Satan, out of my life, has been placed in that fire, and has been destroyed. Heavenly blood. Accepting that love lets you throw everything of old nature and Satan out of you, all your religious teaching, and he comes back upon you with a glory, a power. Lord Jesus, I accept that you're right there with a lake of fire in your bowels, and I come in love. quench that suffering of you and my Father. And I accept that all my own nature, all my own ways, and all working of Satan hath been placed in that fire and hath been consumed. Lucky Cobble, shit, Cobble. All my own nature and all working of Satan and hath in love been destroyed. Akasha. Suffering. So I say, all my ways, all working to Satan, all my ideas have been placed in that fire and have been destroyed. Akasha Bahaba. Accept you right there before me with that lake of fire in your mouth, and I come with all my sin and all my sicknesses and all the working of Satan, being willing through love to help quench your suffering. I say that all my old nature and all the working of Satan has been placed in that lake of fire and has been destroyed. Whoa! Not willing that any should perish. I show them my suffering so that they might come and there receive my glory. Not willing that any should perish. I have chosen to suffer. But if they go in their own way and their own idea, then I have no choice. My suffering will be in vain until the fires in my bowels are quenched with their disobedience, saith the Lord. Accept you right there before me with a lake of fire in your bowel and in the bowel of my Father. Oh, and being willing to help quench your suffering, I now come and surrender and cast by faith all my nature and all working of Satan into that lake of fire. And I say, they have been destroyed. My own nature and all my own ways and all working Satan into that lake of fire, and I declare it has been destroyed. Towards the Lord to come and help quench the suffering of Jesus Christ and receive a blessing back by deliverance of all your old nature. And if you shall partake of my suffering with me, you shall reign with me. But if you shall reject it, you shall go down in destruction. While my suffering is in great pain of eternal fire in my bowels. It is suffering in there. While it is with great suffering, says the breezes of my glory that blow over that lake of fire is love towards you. And if you will move and accept my love covenant through that lake of fire, says you won't have to be touched by that fire. But if you do not, then fire will get you. Oh, I'm ready, Lord. Right before me, thy Lord Jesus, with a lake of fire in your bowels. Oh, and in the bowels of my Father, binding and causing you to suffer. I accept in order to relieve your suffering in love. I say that my old nature and all working of Satan and all my old ways have been placed into that lake of fire and has been destroyed. You're right there with a lake of fire in your bowels and a lake of fire in the bowels of my Father. And I accept in love that my old nature and all working of Satan and all my religious ideas has been placed in that lake of fire and has been destroyed. To that lake of fire, aren't you? Oh, well, I can feel his suffering, can't you? Now I know the plan. Oh, I know what will quench his suffering. And I know that every time I live in my own way, he suffers. So I'm going to be diligent, in love, to come to that lake of fire and destroy by faith all my old ways. And I'm going to feel him every time. Feel his suffering die down to a sorrow of glory as he covered upon me. I shall not count it a light thing, but I shall let it be what it's supposed to be, a place for me to relieve his suffering and enter into his glory. Lord Jesus, I accept you're right there before me with a lake of fire in your bowels and a lake of fire in the bowels of my Father, causing you to suffer, and I'll come in love to that lake of fire to relieve your suffering. Because you suffered for me, I come now in love, and I cast my old nature and all the working of Satan into that lake of fire, and I say, Oh, children of his love. Those are the ones that escape. Those that are touched by his suffering. Those that can feel his suffering. Those that are touched by his suffering. And being willing to follow the plan of God to relieve him of that suffering. Every time that any of his enemies in your life are cast in there, he relieved his suffering. And he showed his signs of gratitude back by the clothing upon of the Holy Ghost. But be not hard in your heart. And be not insensitive to the crying of pain and suffering the fire in the Lord thy God. But walk thou in love and obedience. And let him move through you in power and glory. Akashita. Whoa. Lord Jesus. I accept it. All the working of Satan. And all my own nature. And all my own ways. Has caused you. You to suffer with fire in your bowels. And in the bowels of my Father. And I come in love. Suffering. And I say, my faith, my own nature, my own working of Satan, and my own way, has been placed in the lake of fire, and has been disowned. And I shall not. The only way, I can't hardly get to that lake of wait till I get to that lake of fire. Can you? I can't hardly wait. And God has given us already how this weekend we're going to perfect ourselves in love through the fire of God, and we're going to relieve his suffering once and for all. Right there before me, with that lake of fire in your bowels and in the bowels of the Father that was caused part of it by me and by my own nature and all the working of Satan. And I accept in love being really ready to relieve you of my part of that suffering. I say in that lake of fire has been committed all my own ways, all the working of Satan, all the working of old Adam, and has been disowned. Should perish, but that all should have a chance. But when the law of his suffering is finished, he declared judgment has come, and then he begins to call out of people to relieve themselves of his part of their suffering that they might live in glory through that judgment. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept you right there with a lake of fire in your mouth. And your eyes are fine. Showing that suffering that you've gone through. And you're going through. And I say by faith, being willing in love to relieve your own, my own nature. And relieve your Satan. Oh, and suffering. I say all my own nature. And all working of Satan. Has been placed in that lake of fire. And has been destroyed. else to you. I want to speak something else to you. I'll move in love. Oh, and I'll move in deliverance as long as you'll accept it. But being a minister of the pit of fire, when you refuse it, I must put you in there. You don't mean that, Brother Pruitt. I absolutely do. I have no choice. This afternoon, over there, after I left, after all that rebuke and everybody running their own way, I began to weep and I began to suffer there before the Lord. And all at once he appeared before me and his eyes of fire, suffering and weeping and crying and travailing. And I said, Lord, what can I do? He said, one more time in love. Bind my people together at the lake of fire. One more time. I said, all right, one more time. Oh. And he said, this time, said, wipe them in that heavenly blood in which every living thing hath died. And said, let's see whether they walk in. And I said, I will. What else you want me to do? Said, put that at the door. And let this be a weekend of fire and love and glory, so that my people will be purified in my pattern, which they shall be purified by fire and my love. Ah, oh, but I dread the day when I look at him and those eyes of fire are not fired of love. When I look at him and they're going to turn him into wrath. Oh! Then I know what's coming. You think you walk in terror under rebuke. You want to live where I had to live. Terror before the Lord. Lord, when are you going to? Oh! Not knowing what minute he's going to say, that one is finished. That one is finished. That one is finished. Finished. Oh. What in the world shall I do then? Oh. Oh. You think your little light suffering is something? Listen to it and get you just a little piece of the suffering that the Lord God puts me through. You cry and run around and try to protect your own way and do your own thing. Ooh. 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 Lord Jesus, I accept. You're right there before me with a fire in your bowels and a bowel to my Father, burning and suffering for me. Oh, and being willing in love to relieve you on that part of suffering that I cause. I come by faith, and I lay more nature and more life and more way on that lake of fire, and I accept it. It has been destroyed. You and every time I see you and your old ways run. belong to you, then can you imagine the terror I suffer when I rebuke that person? God love will appear and say, that's it. For so much, and then I say it's finished, and then destruction comes. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept it. You're right there before me with that lake of fire in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father. Oh, called by my suffering, called by my disobedience, and all working of Satan in my life, and I come to your love. As a child of your love, being willing to relieve your suffering, I say, all my way, all working of Satan has been placed in that lake of fire and has been consumed. Saith the Lord, I shall cause you to look at yourself in my face like in a mirror, and I shall cause you to see yourself and abhor yourself, and you shall cast all of your old self into my lake of fire, and then shall my face appear unto you in the likeness of me, saith the Lord. I accept you right there before me. Oh, lake of fire in your bowels. And in the bowels of my Father. Causing you suffering and travail for my sin and my yielding to the old nature. So I come in love and commit all my old nature, all working of Satan, into that lake of fire and declaring there has been destroyed.
Choice, and Satan attacks them with a fury. So you will look at
at working of Satan in them. You will look at them in love, but you will look at Satan in them with an abhorrence, and you shall clean him off of them and throw him in the fire. Children get in trouble and get sick. Don't you suffer in a natural? Don't you? If he suffers that way in a natural, if you suffer that way in a natural, what do you think he suffers? When Satan begins to overcome one of those children and begin to destroy them. Ooh. Do you feel it? Oh. But you can quench that fire of his suffering. You'll walk in obedience in that blood and diligently with love and obedience cleanse those children. Oh, yes. For the promise is that they shall play on the hole of an ass and handle a scorpion, and it shall not hurt them. Whoa. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me with a fire. Hit a fire in your bowels. And I put a fire in the bowels of my father. Suffering for my old ways and all working of Satan. So I come in love and in faith to relieve you of my part of that suffering. And I say, all my old ways and all working of Satan has been placed in that fire and has been consumed. You're beginning to get a picture of the weapon that God has preserved for the continuation of his new creation in earth. Once he moves his people into this and he destroys the enemies, he said, I'll have that lake of fire before him all time as a testimony. And say, there, look in that lake of fire. Isaiah described it, didn't he? Look in that lake of fire. There's where my enemies were burned. And being children of my love, they shall be diligent to bring all the old ways and all the working of Satan up to that lake of fire and destroy it. But he says, listen to this, what he says. He says, once the new creation is starting, once my enemies are cast down, he said, I will remove that lake of fire from me. You check the scriptures. That's what he said. And I will not suffer it anymore. But I will place it out from me. And then I will stand behind it in glory. And then he said, I will laugh and you will laugh. Your mouth shall be filled with laughter, and your heart shall be full, filled with joy. For yea, we have together finished my suffering. But he said, listen now to the order in my new creation. I'll leave that lake of fire out there. And said, I'll let all the wicked know that my angels, my ministers of justice, the very moment that they begin to even think in their heart to rise against me, that one of my angels shall throw them in that lake of fire. You don't believe this, do you?